Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for Shmuel Binyamin, Tishna Rachaleya, and for Rav Yosef Ezra ben Esther and Avram Yitzchak ben Esther. Based on a shiur given by Moriv Rabbi Shlito, the Talmud Rabbi. It says in the Gemara in Megillah and Dav Zayin Amid Beis that Rabba sent to Mari Bar Mar Mishloach Manus in the hands of Abaye. What did he send him? He sent him sweet things, a sack of dates, sweet grains. Abaye said that now he's going to say, Mari Bar Mar is going to say that you're the king, you're the king, and you still haven't taken the basket off your neck, meaning you're sending me pashut things that even when you're a ben kfar, when he becomes king, doesn't wear the same things that a ben kfar is wearing. So you're now Rosh Hashiva, so why are you sending me such pashut zachen, like everybody sends? And in return, that's what Abaye said to Rabba, that Mari Bar Mar is going to say. In return, Mari Bar Mar sent him some charif things. He sent him ginger, he sent him pepper. So Abaye said, now he's going to say back, Rabba is going to say when he receives these mishloach manos, that hey, I sent him sweet and he sent me bitter. So that's the Gemara. The Sfasema says that Mari Bar Mar, who's Mar? That's Rabba. In other words, Rabba was taka sending to his son. Abaye used to call Rabba Mar. So Abaye, Rabba was sending to his son, Mari. And from here you can prove, says Svasemis, that a gadol should first send to a cotton, not a cotton to a gadol, because the gadol isn't the reya, he isn't the friend of the cotton. Otherwise, there's a mitzvah of kibud av aim. Why didn't Mari send to his father before his father sent to him? It must be that the gadol first sends to a cotton, because the cotton isn't the reya of the gadol, unless the gadol says, oh, you're my friend, then he should send back. But to start, that the cotton should start sending, there's no reya acha here. There's no mishloach manos ish l'reyeyu. And he concludes and he says that this whole idea of sending the bitter after he sent the sweet was because you're supposed to send what the other person doesn't have. So when he saw that Rabba has sweet, he sent back Harif. That's the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis is difficult for a number of reasons, one of which we're not going to go into, and that's that the Rebbe Shlita proves from the Sefer Seder Olam that if Taka Mar is Rabba, Mari Bar Mar is his son, then it would come out that Mari Bar Mar is asking questions of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna is 4 years old. He makes a cheshbon from the Gemara, which we're not going to go into. It's a very complicated cheshbon. But what we will go into is question number one, is that he says that you're not a Reya if you're smaller. But we see in Tanakh that Husha Arki is called Reya David, Shmuel Beis Tezayin Tezayin. So you see that somebody could be smaller and still be called Reyacha. So why does the Sfasemis say Reyach is not smaller? Chushaki was definitely smaller than David, both in years and in Chachma. The Gemara and the Pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin Yud says Reyach of Rei Avicha Al Tazov. Rashi says who's Reyach? HaKadosh Baruch was called Reyach. Rei Avicha is Mechabiv Yer Avos. So HaKadosh Baruch was called our Rei even though we're much smaller. So you see that a smaller person give to a bigger person, there's no problem of Reyach. He can be called a Rei even if he's bigger than you. Also, we can ask on the Sfasemis, that it says in the Rosh in Bava Kama, Parakei Simin Hei, with respect to a machlokas of Rabba and Rav Chisda, that the halacha is like Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is greater than Rabba. As it says in Shnayim Ochazin, Arm Le'er Voshi El Rabba, Ki Azlis L'Kamid Rav Chisda L'Kafri Boimine, that Rabba should ask of Rav Chisda. So you see, Rav Chisda is greater than Rabba. Now we find two times in Shas that Rav Chisda is quoting Mari Bar Mar, so it's a Dvar Tema to say that Rav Chisda is greater than Rabba, the father of Mari Bar Mar, and he's quoting memories in the name of his son. Usually you quote people bigger than you, not people smaller than you. Rav Chisda is bigger than his father and he's quoting the son, so that's not so likely. So it's possible we can be explain the Gemara B'derech Jerush Behekdem Kamak Domos from Chazal, knowing Mari Bar Mar and Rabba Bar Nachmani. Mari Bar Mar is mentioned every time in Shas without a Torah covered, not Rav, not Rebbe. And usually he says Divrei Agada. Gemara says in Chagigah on Yudale that Divrei Agada are Mesukim. that a god is sweet. They're moshech lev hashomim. They're sweet for people. We also find in the Gemara that Mari Bar Mar was an usher muflug. Gemara and Megillah and Daf Zayin that we quoted talks about how much food Mari Bar Mar gave to Abaye. So Mari Bar Mar was a very rich man. Rabbah was the Rosh Hashiva in Pumbedisa. He was a very, very charif person. It's Okar Harim Tochman Zebazeh. He's called Charifi de Pumbedisa. There's a Lashon of Charifi de Pumbedisa in a number of places. So he was the Melech, he was Rosh Hashiva over those Charifim, so he was the Charif Sheba Charif. Not only that, we see that he was very poor. Moikatan Dachadav Chavches. That in the house of Rabbah, they didn't even have Nama Desari, they didn't even have bread of Seorim, barley. Pashat bread, they didn't have much of. So you see that they were very different. Mari Bar Mar was very rich, and Rabbah was very poor. Rabbah was Rosh Hashiva, he was Melech, he was the head of the Charifim. Mari Bar Mar wasn't known for his Charifus, he was known for his Divrei Agada, which are sweet. Mesukim. There's also Ha'ara of the Hagoyin Sarah Torah that should be in a Rav in the Dovid Misharim. How did Rabbah send to Mari Bar Mar Kimcha Dav Shona these sweet things? It's not Roy Lachila. You have to prepare it. Also use tameya, how you yotze with pilpel, with pepper and with ginger, which are very sharp spices. How are you yotze with that? So based on these hakdamas, we can say pshat in the Gemara. That Abaye said to Rabbah, Hashdar marmari chakla, malka lehavi dikula mitzavar lo nachas. Rashi says, Hasal she'aragil holich bodenu ben kfar machla behemto, the basket that you used to carry when you were ben kfar and feed your animal, you're not lor yored ato merosh, you're not taking now off from your head. Kacha tanases melech verosh pumpedisa, you became king in Pumbedisa. Ve'en chashalech lo dvar mitzuyim lakol, and you're sending him what's matzoy for everybody. In other words, he was appointed to be melech in Pumbedisa, and maybe we can say Mari Bar Mar might have felt bad. He was Rav Chisda saying drushes in his name. He's very, very chashuv. And nevertheless, he's not melech. He was also a Talmud of Rav Huna. By the way, what I said before about him sending a shadow to Rav Huna doesn't work with the years. It would have been, according to the Gemara, the Rechashman the Rebbe made, is that they were sending him with a Shaila when he was 4 years old to Rav Huna. Al Kopanim, maybe he felt bad that he's so Chashim and he's not being appointed Rosh Yeshiva. So he sent him sweet things. Rashi says, V'kemach shela mosok le'olam. He wanted to be Mephis Daito. That his chashivus is in the Divrei Agada that he says. He's Moshech Lev Ha'am, and he says, don't feel bad that you're not being appointed Rosh Yeshiva. You say such sweet Torah. That's the Iker. And then he sent him back something Charif to say, I'm a Kaba what you say. You're the Charif. You deserve to be Rosh Yeshiva. Usually the Charifim are the Rosh Yeshiva, not the people saying nice Divrei Agada. So maybe that's the Mahalach in the Gemara. And it's from Charif to sweet. He said, you say sweet things. You say Charif things, he sent him something sweet. And then they said, don't feel bad, you're not Rosh Yeshiva. And then he sent him back something harif to show that you're a harif. Possible mahalach in the Gemara. There's also a discussion in Achronim, if you yotze mishloach manos, if you send food that can be mazik. So Rebbe Shlita says that he saw in Purim once, one afternoon, there was a yid who was running to ask Rav Neuvert, Shaila, are you allowed to send food that can be mazik to the Makabel? And Bidiyuk at that time, Rav Gedalia Eisman Zatzal, who was a Mashgiach of Kol Torah, he was going out of his house. And he told the asker in the name of the Mira Mashgiach of Yeruchim that since the Ikar Inyan Mishloach Manos Behidr is Mishloach Manos that you can eat Besudas Purim, so Rabbi Yeruchim used to look, try to find out what the person liked to eat, and that's what he would send him. It says in the Gemara, Rabbi of Rabbi Zerov do Sudas Purim Bahadeh Adadi, they made a Sudas Purim together. They got drunk. Rabbi got up, and he shechted Rabbi Zeira. The next day he davened for him, and he brought him back to life. Next year he said, hey, let's have another Sudas Purim together. Rabbi Zeira says, not every year does a miracle happen. The Adaris was Mechadesh Alpidus Gemara, Chidush Nifla. It says in Brachos Memvav that Rabbi Zeira was sitting at a Suda with other Talmidim, and they were discussing who should say Birkas HaMazon, the Arech or the Balabayis, Frek the Adaris. And say for Chatzus Adar that Rabbi Zeira was a kohen. So what's the shaila? Of course, Rabbi Zeira should bench. So the Adara says, no, but Rabbi shechted Rabbi Zeira, and then he was mechayim again, so he lost his kahuna. The koch of kahuna is that he was born to a kohen who's a father who's a kohen. Till Aaron a kohen, but here he lost his kahuna. But this is very difficult to say, because somebody who has v'shalom has to have a surgery on their heart, and the doctors implanted someone else's heart, so it's like he's dead. It's kedin yitel alev, and he's only living with machines, so we don't find that he stops being a kohen and he can't go up to duchen. Look in the Tzitz Eliezer, Tezayin Sif Chav Dalid, Simon Chav Dalid is taking out the heart, death. He discusses the union of Kfiyas Regas Hamavas, Kfiyas Rega Hamavis and Halacha. Akoponim, we see from here that person has surgery, he's not dead. If you're living by machines. So here, even though he's killed, it's not so pashut that when he comes back to life, he stops being a kohen. So to say pshat in the Gemara that Rav Zeira stopped being a kohen is a difficult pshat. The Rebbe Shlita heard from his shver, Harabat Tzadik, Rav Yaakov Yitzchok Weisblum, who was sitting with the Heilige Yisachar Dov of Belz, Shabbos Kodesh, before Shavuos. And Rav Yisachar Dov says that the Achronim ask Birkei Yosef and others, Ayrit Al-Ghazi, somebody who dies in his chozer l'tchia, does he have to be mekadish his wife? We were zochet to have an article on this topic, which is in a number of places. I'll call upon him. Does he have to be mekadish his wife again if he dies in his chozer l'tchia? And the Belzer Rebbe said that it says in the Medrash that when the Jewish people heard Anochi at Har Sinai, parcha nishmasam, their neshama went out, and then it came back. After Har Sinai, it says, go back to your wives. So it doesn't say they had to do Kedushin again. So you see that even though Kaviyachol, a person loses his life, but he is not detached from his wife, he continues where he left off before. So, Chara also, you continue being a Kohen, even after a person dies a clinical death. On Kol Panim, that's a few Haras and the these Gemaras, we should be zochel lumal du'lami lishma v'lasi l'kayim skol levi samal teros v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.